It's a grey, damp, drizzly day with a cold wind in the middle of an emotionally unsettling March, and Mrs. Mallet wakes up, turns to me and says, "All right, Mally, this is it. How are you feeling?" Big long sigh, and I rub my tummy, something I seem to do to comfort myself, and I roll out of that lovely warm bed, thinking to myself, it's going to be the middle of May before I enjoy these sheets again. I don't have to do it. It's my choice. I put my things out on the chair last night. I like the feeling of preparation. It means I haven't got to worry this morning about what to wear. Anyway, it's not as if there's a lot of options. Over the next 2 months, I'm cycling with a couple of changes of clothes and some extra layers for the freezing cold days. Like today. Promises to get up to an almost balmy 9 or 10 degrees Celsius. So I'm wearing padded longs, knee-length shorts with lots of pockets, a merino undershirt, green lycra vest, 2 pairs of socks. Yeah, warm, thin, knee-length socks, and over the top, a pair of clashing coloured ankle socks in case I get cold. I've got my neck buff, cycle jumper, and the high-vis Map of Europe top, last worn on my TV show Whackaday in 1990. I found it in my collection of tops that are labelled, "Wow! I wonder when I'll ever wear that again." I love it. It looks great. And with a map on my chest, there's a chance, just a chance, I might not get lost. I've also got on a Christchurch College Oxford tie, gifted to me by the porters in the lodge when I met the Bishop of Oxford for a good luck you're gonna need it blessing last month. The blessing was in the stunning surroundings of Christchurch Quad, and it worked as far as the city boundary. When I reached Oxford United's football ground, I got a puncture. United's press officer, Chris Williams, was delighted, and he laughed, "It's always exciting when you plan something, Timmy." That Christchurch tie is going to get heavier and heavier as I pin badges to it all along the way. I've made a typically nutty, Timmy-type decision to wear that tie every day. Cyclists don't wear ties, and I haven't worn one since the last funeral I went to. Oh, hang on. That was 2 days ago, over 500 miles away, in Aberdeen. My older brother Martin, who with Down syndrome and language and learning difficulties, had lived 64 filled years. And he died last week. Ma Bubba Martin has always been the inspiration for my Camino, to reach my potential, as he did, with all the challenges he faced every day. Now, it feels even more important. I can't let him down. I'm carrying my brother's memory and his courage, and I'm determined to live each day with his example in my heart. Martin always wore a tie. He was the best-dressed mallet in all our family. I've decided to follow his example and dress for the occasion. The occasion is to cycle alone from home across 3 European countries to Santiago de Compostela in northwest Spain and back again, painting the adventure as I go. You know, I've always made a mallet statement through the things I've worn. Colour has always been key in my fashion sense. One Thursday night, I saw Trevor Horn of the Buggles on Top of the Pops singing, "Video killed the radio star." He was wearing bright red glasses and I was immediately struck by them. I've worn specs since the age of 7. And when I saw Trevor's on TV, I went straight into town and had my very own pair made. The optician understood what I wanted from the photo I showed him, and his lab created them, the first in my great collection of fabulous glasses. I began with that blood red pair,